Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is preparing to offer concessions to Labour MPs amid a major rebellion over the government's planned welfare cuts. Downing Street is understood to be considering watering down changes to the eligibility for disability benefits, which had been significantly tightened by reforms in this bill. Let's get more on this now from Oliver Wright, who's policy editor with the London Times. Oliver, thank you very much for being with us, and your story is causing quite a splash this morning on all of this. Will you just explain it to us first? Because I mentioned that it centres on a bill which was going to cut eligibility for these things called personal independence payments. So tell us why there's such an issue on the backbenches in the Labour Party over this.
Sure. I mean, you might assume it's worth saying first off that, you know, it was just a year ago that Keir Starmer won a landslide election victory. He has a huge majority in the House of Commons. And so this is quite extraordinary, really, that you could get a sheer number of Labour MPs that could overturn that majority. But that is where we're at. The issue really is over plans for the government to reform the way in which disability payments are given to people. They're very alarmed by the huge rise in the number of disability payments over the last few years, and it's projected to go up even further over the next 5 years. So what they're planning to do is tighten up criteria and reduce the payments that are made to people who do have disabilities. That's people who have, you know, difficulty washing, difficulty feeding one another. Now, the reason why this rebellion has taken shape is that Labour MPs feel that the government hasn't spent enough time looking at the impact of these changes on individuals. They think that it's all about driving savings rather than actually helping people themselves. They don't feel that Number 10 and the Department of Work and Pensions that's in control of this have spoken to them, have listened to them, have really taken into account all the various factors in this, and as a consequence of which they've decided that, you know, they simply can't support these measures and they're prepared to vote against them when they come up in the House of Commons next Tuesday.
It's extraordinary, as you say, that it has come to this so quickly, but there are other things, there are undercurrents going on here. Labour MPs seem to be turning on some of the Labour Party staffers, including our own Morgan McSweeney from
Indeed.
County Cork. So he's the Prime Minister his chief of staff. Who's blaming him and what are they saying he's doing wrong?
So he has become, as it were, the lightning rod for some of the complaints about this. Now, you know, your listeners will be reasonably familiar. You know, backroom staff for any prime minister are often a sort of lightning rod for complaints. But what people are particularly worried about is that they feel that McSweeney has this strategy of trying to appeal to Labour voters in 2024 who might be toying with the idea of voting for Nigel Farage, and that he is deliberately taking a tough line on benefits because he thinks that that is the way to appeal to those kind of voters. But they say this is not what the Labour Party is about. We are a compassionate party. We're about helping people. We're not about punishing people. And so really, it's his sort of wider political strategy that is coming in for attack here.
And is his position in danger, Morgan McSweeney's position in danger?
I don't think his position is in danger at the moment. I mean, he serves entirely at the pleasure of the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer. If Sir Keir Starmer has confidence in Morgan McSweeney, then McSweeney isn't going anywhere. But I do think, you know, there are people that are questioning this strategy and whether this is where Labour needs to be. And there are other people who are saying, well, it's all very well to focus on reform, but we're also losing votes to parties of the left, to the Liberal Democrats, to the Greens, and that is just as damaging. And saying that rather than sort of take this aggressive approach, they need to govern with, as it's a slightly silly word, a phrase, but it's a Labour values. And that's this sort of big divide in the party. And, you know, ultimately, I think, you know, McSweeney is going nowhere. But what could happen is that Starmer himself says, no, I think this strategy is wrong. You need to change course.
Right. So what happens then if he can't fix this, if Keir Starmer can't fix this and get these 120 MPs back on side?
I think the government at the moment is looking at the types of concessions that it could make. And one of the big problems they've got is they've already banked the £5 billion worth of savings that these measures are due to bring into effect. And if they don't have those savings, then Rachel Reeves will have to come back at the budget in the autumn and find that money from somewhere else. And that could mean tax rises, which is something the government really doesn't want to do. I think one option is that they may pull the vote on Tuesday entirely, just to give themselves a bit more time to talk to the rebels to try and find some form of compromise. But it's a pretty fluid situation, and I think the honest answer is nobody has quite decided what they need to do at the moment.
I did hear Angela Rayner in the Commons yesterday insisting, when she was pushed by Kemi Badenoch, that the vote will go ahead on Tuesday. She was positively bolshy about it.
She was, but all of us remember the climb down on winter fuel payments. This was plans to restrict the payments that are given to pensioners during the winter months to help them with higher energy costs. And Keir Starmer, the whole of the government, was absolutely categorical that they weren't planning to do any kind of U-turn on that in public and in private. And they U-turned. So I think everyone is taking what Angela Rayner said yesterday in the Commons chamber with a pinch of salt. She sort of had to say that, but that doesn't mean there isn't going to be a climb down.
She's fascinating, isn't she? And I wonder what her genuine view is on this, because it would appear certainly on the surface that this is not something that she herself would be in favour of.
It's interesting. I think she is less exercised about these changes than others. She feels that actually many people in sort of working class communities are quite angry about this. They feel that, particularly those people that are working, they feel that, you know, they're working hard to provide for their families, yet there are other people who aren't working and they are claiming these kind of benefits, even if perhaps they don't need them as much as is suggested. And so it's not so much her within the cabinet that is pushing for changes on that. It's more the sort of, as it were, the soft left. She is one of those people that is phoning around rebels trying to persuade them to change their mind.
Right, and she's doing a lot of the groundwork. Who else? Wes Streeting as well is holding a lot of those meetings. Rachel Reeves, I mean, I hear a lot of ire is being directed at her too.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And to go back to what we were saying earlier, the ire against Rachel Reeves is that, you know, a lot of Labour MPs feel that she's to blame for this because it was the savings that she wanted to make that led to these changes, as Labour MPs would see it, being rushed through. But she has been one of the ones who've been phoning around Labour MPs trying to impress upon them the importance of these changes and why the government is doing it. But so far, at least, MPs who have been spoken to by Rachel Reeves have come away slightly unconvinced.
Mm-hmm. And all of this, is it grounded in fear of reform? I mean, that is where you more or less started here, Oliver. This is not about the Tories as such, is it? It's about all of those polls. And I see the headlines every day that they're polling so well when it comes to what might happen in the next general election, never mind the next big locals that are coming up. It's the fear of Nigel Farage.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a big poll today, which is one of these polls known as an MRP poll, which basically they spoke to about 11,500 voters, and then they map out what they think would happen in terms of constituencies if an election was held today. And that shows that if Britain went to the polls today, there would be a hung parliament, and Reform would be the largest party within that hung parliament, and Labour would be absolutely decimated, losing over 250 seats that they won just a year ago. So, you know, what you're seeing at the moment is an absolutely seismic change in voters' views and attitudes. You know, people were sick of the Tories, they voted for Labour, but they don't feel that they've got the kind of change that they want from Labour, and they're looking elsewhere. And that is causing a huge amount of ruptions, not just within Labour and the government, but also within the Conservative Party. The MRP poll shows that they would actually lose seats. They would go down to about 40 seats and become the fourth largest party in the UK, behind not just Labour and not just behind Reform, but also behind the Liberal Democrats. So, yeah, I mean, British politics is, well, I mean, many people may think it's been a mess for quite a while, but it's not in a good place at the moment.
All right, Oliver, thank you so much. Oliver Wright there, policy editor with the London Times. Coming up, can grazing goats help prevent wildfires? We'll be talking about that a little bit later on. But next, human rights lawyer Keelan Gallagher on Ireland's new Justice and Law Reform Centre.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.